We talked about, last week we studied a little bit about following, I believe Paul said, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. And so we've been thinking about that. I feel like the Lord gave us some more thoughts along those lines through the week, and I want to share some of that with us. You know, we studied last week about that idea of following the Lord and following Christ and following those that follow Christ in the Lord. And so this morning we have some other things that I feel like the Lord would like for us to get a hold of, because we are in a world that is so mixed up about religion and about God and about Christ, and there's so many ideas. But you know, there's something very simple and basic about the Scriptures, that it tells us that even a fool won't err in it, because there's something a little deeper than just all the philosophy. The Lord has a lot of things He wants to teach us, but what He really wants is He wants our life and our heart and our spirit to be born of His Spirit and to follow Him. It's just really that simple. But this morning, I want to look at a number of places in the Scripture where it talks about following. And we want to consider Abraham's life a little bit this morning. In Hebrews 6 and 11... Hebrews 6 and 11, we'll start there. We just ask the Lord to enlighten our hearts and minds and give us liberty this morning. It says here, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. You know, there has been a lot of people before us, and we have quite a few that, thank the Lord, He logged for us in the Scripture. And He brought us, He brought it down to us so we could read about their lives a little bit. But the Scripture here tells us in Hebrews that we don't not be not slothful, that we're not dragging our feet and just kind of haphazardly serving the Lord, but that we are following those who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. You know, this morning the Lord wants you and me to inherit the promises of God. And that comes by diligent application of ourselves to the Lord and to His ways. And so I believe if we'll follow those that follow the Lord and follow the Lord Himself, I don't think it'll be something that we can't understand or can't get a hold of. I think it'll be simple enough, it'll be easy enough for us to understand. I think where we get in trouble religiously is when people, without meeting God themselves, begin to talk about God and begin to have all kinds of ideas, from worshiping the sun to worshiping the stars, the moon, to worshiping themselves, to having all kinds of human inner things in it, and human worship and the worship of the mind and the body and all those things. That gets people in trouble. But if we'll take the Scriptures that the Lord has given us and faithfully follow His ways and those that followed Him. Let's look a little this morning about what Jesus said about following Him. And let's look a little this morning about those that did follow Him, and consider their faith and consider their patience and consider what they believed and how they lived. I think it'll shine some light for you and me. And so this morning, let's look in Luke, the 9th chapter and the 23rd verse. Little children can get a hold of these kind of things. Luke 9 and 23, it says here, and He said to them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose his own, if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? You know, the scripture lets us know, to me this is pretty simple. The Lord was very specific here. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Now that has a lot to do with doing some things, doesn't it? You know, that is a faith that is active. It's a faith that is operating. It's a faith that has results. It's a belief in God that causes us to live for Him. And so we're not talking about this morning. We want to look at the idea of faith this morning. You know, faith is something that in the world today is a static thing. It's a figment of the mind. I believe in Jesus. Now, I don't follow Jesus, but I believe in Jesus. You know, when we read the simple concepts of what the Lord told us, we find that we have to take up our cross and follow Jesus. We not only believe Him, but because we believe Him, we take up our cross and we follow Jesus. So this morning, as we look into what it means to have faith in God, it's far more than a figment in our mind. It's far more than something that we just think. Faith is something that following it in conjunction with it has actions. It has works. It has things that matter. It has life-changing principles. And so, you know, now we might argue about what the scripture means about this or that and why Paul said this or that. But you know, I don't think we can argue with this. Jesus said, whoso, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And so we want to look in John 12 and 23. It's a beautiful picture of what the Lord depicts to us of serving Him and Him working in our life and the love and the honor that we give to God. It's not something as in the Old Testament where there was a lot of rules. Do you know that there was not a thing? It was in the Old Testament, it was just simply do it. And if you don't, offer a sacrifice for it. But you know, the Lord has so much more for us today. And we want to look at some of these things. John 12 and 23. And Jesus answering them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Now, what does he mean about hating his life? Does it mean that we hate life? Does it mean that we hate ourselves? Or what does this mean when Jesus says these things? Well, we want to look a little more here. He that, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. You know, this morning, Jesus right here told us that if you take a little seed and you put it in the ground, it has to lose its identity, doesn't it? It has to lose what it is because it is a seed. But if it stays on the shelf as a seed, it will never be a plant. It will never bring forth fruit. And so Jesus simply said here that that corn of wheat has to fall into the ground and die. Jesus did that on the cross, and he was referring to that here. You know, Jesus had to die, but did he not bring forth much fruit? And has he not brought forth for us much? But we see here that Jesus tells us that we've got to die. What do we die to? We die to our own identity, the things that we were. Maybe we were the strongest person. Maybe we were the smartest person in our mind. Maybe we were the wickedest person. Maybe our identity was that we were drunk all the time. Maybe we did things, maybe we lied all the time. Maybe that's our identity. Or maybe we thought we was better than anybody else, and maybe that was our identity. And you know, we have to die to all of that. We have to die to the things that we would be doing, the things that that maybe we have in our mind of who we're going to be, the name recognition that we're going to have on the news someday, or something like that. People do that. They aspire to be movie stars. Maybe we have in our mind that we just, we don't care about anybody knowing about us. We just want lots of money. Or maybe we don't care about that. Maybe we just want the party life. Do you know those things do not bring the blessing of the Lord? But when we come to Him and when we die to what we would be, to who we are, to who people know us as, and we take up God's way and we die to ourselves and we give ourselves to Him, it is just like what we do when we take a seed and we plant it in the soil. I love to see it. And in a little while, you wait. You plant that seed. It's not long until you see poking up out of the ground something very different than what you put in. And it begins to grow. And then it's not long until it begins to bear fruit. Much fruit, many times. And you see all those things, it's a beautiful thing. Another place Jesus said, "Whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." So Jesus makes it very plain that there is more to this than just knowing about Jesus. We've got to bear our cross. We've got to take up our cross. And he says, whoever doesn't do that cannot be my disciple. And so this morning, we have something to do. I want to read a little bit in number 138 in our book here. And it says, "I'll follow Jesus" is the name of it. It says, "I'll follow Jesus here. I'll never, never fear." You know why people do not put that seed in the ground? Do you know why people don't take their lives and just give it to the Lord and die to what they would do and give it to God? Because many times they fear. They want to go to heaven, but they are afraid. If I do this, how different I will be from other people. If I do this, what is the cost going to be? What would the Lord call me to do? You know, those things keep people, don't they? Fear many times keeps us from following Jesus. Folks, the Lord wants us to go to heaven. But He not only wants us to go to heaven, He wants us, as He Himself said, to bear much fruit in this life. And so the song says, "I'll never, never fear, though Satan's tempting powers assail." They're going to come, aren't they? They're going to come. You're going to be tempted, and they're going to assail you. And sometimes temptation is going to be strong, and we don't like that. We don't want that. But I will tell you, we're going to have more than just a desire to serve the Lord. We're going to have to be willing to stand up and say, "No, I want to serve the Lord. I'm going His way. And though I'm tempted sore," it says, "I'll trust Him evermore. For through His grace I shall prevail." Verse 2 says, "I'll follow by His side whatever may betide. Though perils thickly throng the way, though billows deep may roll, there's naught can harm my soul, for He is with me night and day." Somebody has some faith because they say, "He's with me night and day." Though billows deep may roll and all of those things may happen, there's nothing can harm my soul. There's nothing can keep me from serving the Lord because I believe. I believe. That's our faith, folks. I'll follow, let's see. "I'll follow by His side, whatever may betide, though perils thickly thrown away, though billows deep may roll, there's naught can harm my soul." Verse 3 says, "I'll follow all the way, I'll never, never stray. This world no more can win my love, I've left it all behind, more lasting joys to find. My treasures all are stored above. I'll follow, follow on until the crown is won and heaven's gates unfold to me. Then with my harp in hand, I'll join that happy band and praise Him through eternity. I'll follow, the song says, I'll follow. I'll follow Jesus all the way. I'll follow to the home of everlasting day. Now I want to look now and let's examine Scripture about those that we are following. Because one that is mentioned almost more than most others is Abraham. And we see that Abraham was a man who believed God. He was a man who had faith in God. And I want to look at his life a little bit this morning. In Galatians 3 and 6, it says this. Galatians 3 and 6, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Do you know that the Scripture says that Abraham's faith was counted to him for righteousness? You know, I want to look at Abraham's faith this morning and look at what he gave us in a heritage of faith. We look back starting in Genesis 12 and 1 and read a little about his life. If you'll stay with me, it'll make sense here in a minute. Genesis 12 and 1 to 5, it says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee." Has the Lord ever asked you to do something this morning? Has the Lord ever asked you to get up and do something? Has He ever, if you're not saved, has He ever asked you to get saved? You know, this morning, this God asked Abraham something. I have many times wondered how many places would be in the Bible, or how many things, how many people would have been blessed by God if they would have responded like Abraham did. Now, the Lord told Abraham, He said, "Get out of your country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them, curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten into Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. They did just what God told them to do, and here they came. Abraham knew God spoke to him. I want to urge us this morning that we have the kind of faith that Abraham had. Faith, Abraham's faith was not a static or a faith that had nothing to it. Abraham's faith was not something that was only in his mind, but he did nothing about it. Abraham's faith was that he believed that when God said, "Get up and go," that God would take care of him. And Abraham got up and went. And that was his faith. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. See, Abraham didn't have the days of the law. He wasn't living the day of the gospel. And he didn't know all those things. But I'll tell you what he did know. He knew one thing. God said, "Get up and go. And this is what I want you to do." And Abraham had enough faith in God to believe Him and go do that. That was a very marked difference from the thousands and millions, or however many there was all around Abraham at that time. And so Abraham, at that time, lived in a wicked time, a time when people were idol worshipers and all those things. But the Lord spoke to him. I want to urge us today to believe God and be one that follows the faith of Abraham. Abraham believed God and he obeyed him. And the Lord wants you and me, when the Lord speaks to us, when he puts a call upon our life. Folks, when the Lord puts a call upon our life, sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it's I can only imagine what went through Abraham's mind here, and especially Sarah's mind. We know she didn't always have as much faith as Abraham did. And we see here where he got up and went. Now may the Lord help us to be followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. I want to look in Genesis 26, starting at verse 3. And it says here, "Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." You know, there's two seeds here. It says here, "I'll make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven." That's all of God's people, isn't it? But he also said, "To thy seed," he said, "shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." And he's talking about Christ there. So there was a place that God had given Abraham great promise of what was to come. Because, and it goes on to say here, that he gave Abraham these promises. And he said, "Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." Folks, this morning, Abraham's faith was not a static thing in his mind. Abraham's faith was that he believed God and he kept his commandments, he kept his statutes, and he kept his laws. That was the faith that Abraham had this morning. I want to challenge us to believe God, to live for him in a wicked world. Maybe we feel like we can't be different than the world around us. You know, we can't live for God if we can't be different. If we can't take upon us the mantle and the yoke of the Lord and follow him, we can't serve the Lord. But Abraham had faith to believe that he could leave these people and go to some land he didn't even know where it was. Now, they didn't have everything mapped out as well as they do now. He couldn't get on Google and figure things out and call back and say, "Hey, Dad, things aren't working out here. I know Dad went with him at least part way here." But, you know, we see Abraham didn't have all the fallback, did he? But he believed God, and that was counted to him for righteousness. In Genesis 22 and 1, I want to read another place, 1 to 18. "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am." Now that was Abraham's way. Folks, this is who we're following, people like this. And the Lord spoke to Abraham. And what did he say? "Lord, okay, speak and I'll see." He said, "Here I am." And he said, "Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." And Abraham rose up early in the morning. You know, I'm glad the Lord's never asked me to do this. I don't think the Lord's going to ask anybody to do this today. He's told us not to. But do you know that Abraham, this was at a time when God spoke to Abraham, and he asked of him something seemingly unreasonable. And do you know what Abraham said? He had so much faith in God that the next morning he saddled his donkey and took off because he believed God. And so it says here, Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes. 3 days. Abraham had to anticipate, how's this going to work out? Now, God told me that Isaac was supposed to be in this lineage of blessing, and now he's telling me to sacrifice Isaac, and I wonder what was going through Abraham's mind. I have to believe he was human like you and me. But I know this, he believed God. That was his faith. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Now that was faith, wasn't it? Why did he tell him? He knew he was going to sacrifice Isaac. He was going to kill Isaac right there and offer him as a sacrifice. And yet he told the men, he said, we're going to go sacrifice and we're going to return. Because Abraham believed that what God said he would do. Now folks, sometimes we come into some close places in our life. And all we see is, well, yeah, but if I do that, he could have said, if I do that, then how is this ever going to work out? You know, this can't be, so I can't do this. Sometimes we do that too. We are following people that once they knew, they really knew. Now Abraham wasn't guessing. He wasn't thinking in his mind, maybe God said this. God said it and Abraham well knew it. And once he knew, he took off to do all the will of God this morning. Those are the kind of people that we are following. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him upon the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. I want to tell you something. When you follow the Lord all the way, you will find that God meets you in those places. Again and again, you will find that he will meet you in those places. I preached this message. I felt like when the Lord gave it to me, it was for here, at least a big part of it. But we went to Wichita, and the Lord called for it there too. So pardon me, those of you that was with us. But you know, this morning, the Lord, when he calls you to something, he is there with you if he really called you to it. And he will stand in for you. The things and the places he brings you into, he will take care of you. And I told them this story. I'm going to tell it here. I've told it here before. But I well remember, this was back early 90s. It was kind of happening through the late 80s and the early 90s. And I had bought a truck and I paid cash for it in 1986. And I had that truck until this was the early 90s. And all through that time, I felt like that the Lord wanted me to be doing certain things for him. And it kept me from working the hours that I wanted to work so that I could save up for another truck. And so when the time came for another truck and my truck was getting bad, the devil was saying, yeah, you see here, you don't have any money now. What are you going to do? But I had done what I knew I felt like God wanted me to do. And I testify this to the honor of God. But I will tell you, when I came into places where I had need, the Lord stood in. We went down, and I had to pick up a load of wood, and I didn't have much money or anything. And we was bringing back about $4,000 or $5,000 worth of wood, finished wood that couldn't get wet. And there came up a rainstorm, and it began to thunder, and the skies were dark, and I could see right over yonder, I could see the sheets of rain falling. And I knew, so I got out as fast as I could, and I headed home. And because the truck was giving me troubles by that time, I couldn't go over 50 or 55 miles an hour. And the best many times I could do was 45 and 50. And the rain was closing in because it was all the way around. And I saw it close up. And I knew that unless God did something, I was going to get in big trouble. I didn't know how I was going to pay for all that lumber. But I will tell you what God did. As I drove, I saw those clouds begin to focus in around. But above me, all the way, was clear sky. And as I went up, I say clear sky. I don't know if there was clouds or what, but it was clear. It wasn't raining. And I saw that begin to close in. And it got tighter and tighter as I drove home. But when I pulled up to the shop, I unloaded that load of wood. And it sprinkled on the last two or three sheets. And as soon as I got it unloaded, it began to rain shortly after that, or maybe at that very time. But I will tell you, I saw that, and I've seen a lot of other things too, and I believe many of us here, if you have served the Lord with all your heart, and you've believed Him and you've followed Him, you've got a lot of things to tell on the Lord too, because He's not partial to one person. That's the way He works. But who is it, folks, that will believe God and serve Him and be willing to leave all if you have to? Be willing to do things that sometimes don't make good financial sense or don't make good sense all the time. The Lord wants us to follow people like Abraham, that he knew what God wanted him to do. I'm not talking about some wonderment, oh, I think I'll do this and I hope God will somehow, you know, I'm going to make this big sacrifice. Folks, he knew what God wanted him to do. And when you and I know what God wants us to do, I urge you this morning to just throw open your arms to the Lord and just say, here am I, Lord. Whatever you want, that's what I will do. Whatever it cost me or whatever the bleak future looks like, all I need to know is I need to know what the will of the Lord is. And when we know that, we have something then, folks, to stand on. We have something that God Himself will back up. And so we find this story of Abraham, and we find him with the knife pulled back, and he meant every bit to do what he was fixing to do. And we see that God met him there. And he said here, Abraham, Abraham, where were we here? Verse 12, and he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Do you know that Abraham, that God had a plan here for him? You know, when God speaks to us, He has a plan. You know, when God calls for you to be saved, He has a plan for your life. Do you know that we can look at Him and say, yes, Lord, I will. I will live for you, knowing that He has a plan. He had a ram it caught in the bush, and He did this without anything, any help from Abraham at all. He just did this because He's God. And so we see Abraham following this God. And we see the rich treasures that we have today. So Abraham, his faith wasn't something that was static. His faith wasn't something that was just of works. But he knew the Lord. He knew the Lord and he obeyed him. And that was his faith. Folks, that was the faith of Abraham. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. He called that place. I will guarantee you something. Abraham never forgot this. He never forgot what God did for him there. God wants to cement some things into our life. But folks, it comes when we obey Him. That's what He's looking for, obedience. He's not looking for a life of, well, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to work hard and I'm going to give everything I can and surely the Lord's going to bless me. We need to be obedient. That's what the Lord's looking for. That's the works He's looking for. Obedience to God. Serving Him with our spirit and with our works and with our life and whatever He calls for. That's the way of the Lord this morning. And so that's not the end of the story, is it? And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Why? Because thou hast obeyed my voice. That's what the Lord told us this morning. And so, you know, folks, a lot of times there's a lot of thought, a lot of things people say about faith. But I want to tell you, if we examine those whose faith we follow, we find strict obedience to God in all of their lives. Now, I want to look to those that the Lord paid special, I will say, He adhered especially to them. Abraham, we find him, his faith spoken of through the New Testament. We find a lot said about Abraham, children of faith, children of Abraham. People call him the father of faith. Well, what was it, folks? It was his belief, his trust, his willingness to serve the Lord in the midst of anything, his willingness to get up and leave, his willingness to sacrifice when the Lord said sacrifice, his willingness to sacrifice his son. That was Abraham's faith this morning. I want to look over here at James 2 and 18, 17 I'll start. And I want to examine why James says what he does here. Because these scriptures are very greatly misunderstood sometimes. But it says here, or misinterpreted, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. But James said, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. James makes a very emphatic and clear statement here. It is not just that we think Jesus is the Son of God. It's not just that we believe that. The devils believe that, and they tremble, and they know they're coming to judgment. But he says here, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? Now, Paul writes some things in his writings that seem very confusing to many. But folks, if we take the whole of the Word of God, we find that the Lord very faithfully presents to us a gospel of believing in God. Can we bring works to the Lord? Paul told them that he counted all those things but manure. That's what he said. I count them all but manure. That's what he said. But you know what? We do too, don't we? Is there anything we can come to God with to buy our salvation? Is there any law that we can do? Can we dress holy enough to make God pay attention to us? Can we do anything? We have to believe that Jesus came to forgive our sins. And when we come to Him and we're willing to be obedient and we're willing to repent of our past, do you know that faith is what we need right there? We can't buy it. We can't bring our works to do it. But folks, when we have it, when the Lord has worked a work in our heart, He's going to begin to speak to you and me. He's going to begin a relationship where He says, I want you to go to such and such place. I want you to speak to this person. Do you know sometimes the Lord does that? I hope He's done that with you. You know, He wants to do that with you and me. I want you to do such and such, like He did with Abraham, like He did with so many, with Noah. And so we see these things, folks. These were not living by a life of works, but by belief in God, by obedience to what God gave them to know. And so this morning, let's each one follow the faith of those that have gone before us. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God. This is verse 23 of James 2. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Don't you see, he says, how this whole thing works together and how your faith, it's critical. You've got to have faith, but your works have to follow. Or we read on and it says, likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead. What's the body without the spirit, folks? It's a corpse. It has no life to it. But it has everything there. It's all the parts are there. But he said, just like the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So folks, we want to take this to the world. Not that we want to condemn the world, but there's something better that God wants to give the world. He wants to give them a faith that brings about a life that is obedient to God. And that's all we have to say. Now, do you have to do this, 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 and this, and this? When you understand God's will, yeah, you have to do it if you want to follow the Lord. If we don't take up our cross and follow Him, we cannot be His disciple. He told us that. And so, folks, when we put this in perspective, we cannot have a static faith where I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, but it makes no difference in my life. We believe, and therefore we are obedient, and we serve Him with our heart and our life. And folks, when we do that, we are following a train of people down through the ages that their lives glorified God. And that's what the Lord is telling us, and that's what He's calling us to today. That we don't have a works-based doctrine that, you know, well, here, you want to join this church? I asked somebody one time, how do you join your church? So he began to tell me, you know, well, you do this and you begin to live by all the things the church teaches, and then you come to the church elders, you have a probation period of so many years, like 2 or 3 years, and at the end of all of that, then you can be a member. Folks, we are a member of God's body when we are born by faith. And when our heart is changed through repentance and life from the Lord, we are born into the body. And we begin to be a new babe in Christ. And we begin to cry after the milk of the Word. And we begin to follow Him. And we begin to follow those that followed Him. Their faith, their life, their obedience, we begin to follow them. And do you know that that brings about a beautiful picture of Christ to people? And when we do it that way, the Lord's involved too. People will want what we've got. I want to tell you something. If you follow the Lord all the way, people are going to long for what you have in your life. The peace with God that you have. The willingness to lay aside your ways and be a servant to people and to the Lord. You know, we're following Christ. That's what He was. He was a servant. That's what the Lord wants you and me to be too. And so, do we have faith to be that today? Do we have the faith of Abraham that we can take up our cross and follow Him. Our time's about up, but I want to read just a little more over here in Hebrews 11. You know what we find was Abraham, a man totally abandoned to the will of God. That's who Abraham was. That's who we are following. That's whose faith we want to follow. That's how his life was justified. That he had faith to believe God, not just in his mind, but in his actions and in his life. And Abraham served the Lord. Thank the Lord we have that, don't we? Did he understand everything we do? No, he didn't. But he understood to be obedient to God in the things that he knew. Now, folks, today the Lord's looking for a few folks here that will throw open their life to the Lord and say, Lord, I know you want me to follow you. You want my life to be a life of humility and love and service to people. You want my life to be something that's pure and clean, something that's different from the world. Yes, you want me to be different from the world. I believe you'll keep me in that. I don't believe that my self-esteem will get so low that I can't serve you. I believe if I take your way that you'll care for me very tenderly. And you'll make me feel like a special son or a special daughter. Do you know that's what the Lord wants to do today? That's what he will do. I believe that fully. If we will serve him with all of our hearts and have faith to believe to do that, we will find that we feel very special to the Lord. I'm thankful I feel that way. And I think anybody that gets close to the Lord feels that way. So this morning, let's look just a little bit more here in the scripture in Hebrews 11. And we find here men of faith and women of faith. We find the scripture gives us, I'm not sure who all it mentions here. It does mention Rahab. But you know, we see here where it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But it goes on down to say, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Now what if Noah would have said, God, I believe in you. Lord, I believe in you. But I just can't build a big boat that big out here on the land and take 100 years or more to build this boat. I can't. It's never rained before. How am I going to explain this to the people? This is absurdity. But you know what? Noah believed God. And he was obedient to God. And it was to the saving of his house. It was to the saving of his soul and those souls around him. And so it goes on to say, he moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. You see how his heir, he became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Folks, this is the faith that we follow today. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. And so we see that this obedience, Abraham obeyed, it says. And we move on down, and it talks about Isaac and Jacob and Joseph, and we find Joseph living for God in most adverse circumstances because he believed God. He believed him. The Lord gave him promise. Has the Lord ever given you promise? I wonder how many people the Lord's given promise to, and they didn't believe God. They wouldn't serve God. But Joseph, he believed God, and he was faithful, and he did his will. And he served him with works and with faith. He believed enough to have some obedience there. And so that is the faith that we follow, folks. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now, Moses' faith was far more than a figment of his imagination or in his mind only. It says Moses, when he was come to years, and he understood, and he had his own mind, he chose. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And it drops on down by faith. Well, I'll read 26 also. Esteeming the reproach of Egypt, of Christ, greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. You know, and they went on down, they did so many things by faith. And we see how that the Lord has laid down a pattern for us folks to abandon ourselves to the will of God. And whatever we learn of him, just do it. Whatever we know of him, that we don't draw back. And the Lord say, I have no pleasure in those that draw back. But the Lord wants us to bring pleasure to him. And he wants to have pleasure in us. And he wants to bless your life with a radiance and a blessing that the world longs for. Now I know sometimes we go through great suffering. Moses endured some things. But I want to tell you something. He was faithful. Joseph shed many bitter tears, but he was faithful because he believed God. He kept his commandments. He was honest. He was careful. He kept himself from those sinful things that he knew he should not do. And so we see how that the Lord worked with him and for him. That's the folks we follow. When it came time for God to work in his life, God had a faithful vessel. And so here was Joseph down in the prison serving the Lord. And they turned over the keys to the prison. And there wasn't anything that was done, I believe it says, that wasn't done by Joseph. And so we see how that brought forth those great fruits in Joseph's life. And he believed God and served him. And then when it came time for Joseph to be delivered, God delivered him, didn't he? And Pharaoh had a dream, didn't he? And he told Joseph what the answer to the dream was. And just in a short time there, seemed like he got forgotten for 2 years. But God's hand was in his life all the time. And Joseph never got bitter. He never gave up the Lord. He never said, I can't. He never said, I've suffered too much. He served the Lord in his place, in his time. Folks, we are here today. This is our time. We are in the life we live today. Now these brothers are going back to Mexico. That's going to be their place to serve the Lord. The Lord is looking for those that in their day, in their place, he finds obedience and faithful men and women. Lord, help us each one today. Amen.